My Uncle Dale has been pretty instrumental in mine and Richie's life. Not mine growing up, just in general. Just always someone that I looked up to. And also taught me how to body surf in Melbourne, which was the highlight of my childhood. But when Richie and I went through a really rough season, it was right around the time where Uncle Dale had been going through Emotionally Healthy with his church. So they were doing it as a small group. And like typical with Aunt Nita and Uncle Dale, whenever a book really challenges them and they love it, they always give it as Christmas gifts to everybody in the family. So they gave us our very first Emotionally Healthy book, and it kind of sat on the shelf until we went through a really rough season. And the Lord just kind of brought that book back into our remembrance. And so we started really digging into that book at a season where we were at an impasse in our marriage, our life, just in general. And that book brought life to us and showed us and illuminated so many different things. And it was really because of their obedience in doing that. And I'm looking around the room and I can't see a face who hasn't gone through Emotionally Healthy process because of their influence. So I just want all of us to give a warm welcome to my Uncle Dale.
Good morning. So was praying as I do and trying to let the Spirit, and I had three different storylines going through my head the whole time, trying to figure out which one, and I actually just landed on all three. So we'll see how this goes. And really building on that, there have been three just tremendously influential books in my life. So two of them you're very familiar with. So the first is the Bible, of course, and even just speaking more deeply into that, for us, it's been, so I'm 64 years old now, and by God's grace, to my mother, who you know, my sister, obviously your pastors, but for us, it literally reaches back to Azusa Street in terms of a foundation that literally has been built on the Word of God for our family. Good and bad's in it, but it's been there all the way through. The second piece was, just as it was for my wife and I, but a lot of, surprisingly enough, from a traditional Italian part of that cultural piece, not always the best emotional health. So we had the challenges and blessings that came from emotional healthy spirituality. And a lot of that poured in changing our family, changing the dynamics. We were blessed to hear, as you were, our youngest son several weeks ago, speak to you here at Team Rally. And a lot of that came, and a lot of that growth came from the value and growth that God enabled through that. But the piece I wanted to spend a moment on this morning was the third book. And actually, I was sharing this just a few weeks ago. It's called Rescuing Ambition. So for me personally, so I've spent now over 42 years in service as part of the Air Force in different ways, shape, or form. And a lot of the first two pieces built into me this whole sense of purpose and achievement, which drove a lot of what I did and a lot of success. I never had the balance across those three pieces in a way that it was truly done to honor God. And the book Rescuing Ambition basically put me in a place and thought, in a mindset, where it says in 1 Peter, humble yourself for God, such that in the proper time, He'll exalt you. And what I was doing through so much of my life was I was trying to take all the skills and blessings and abilities I had, but do it myself, my own motivation and ambition. And it wasn't trusting the Holy Spirit or God's time in it. And it wasn't until about 10, 15 years ago that, in a very long spiritual journey, 50 years plus in, that I started really better understanding what it meant to surrender. And in doing so, it didn't that all of it was successful, but even the failures, how I handled them was so different. And when successes did come, they came with so much more sweetness in terms of what God was doing through them. So I would just encourage all of you, as you're making this amazing journey, and Mr. Richie have told us so much about how God's doing what he's doing through all of this body and through you each individually. Let's never miss the opportunity, even with what we're doing and how we're doing it, to remember that if it's not surrendered to God, it's not going to honor his kingdom.